From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. From Belfast today, news that the Irish Republican Army has given up all of its weapons. John de Chastelain is a retired Canadian general who's the head of the International Commission overseeing the disarmament.
We have now reported to the British and Irish governments that we have observed and verified events to put beyond use very large quantities of arms, which we believe include all the arms in the IRA's possession.
We're joined now from the BBC's newsroom in Belfast by Mark Devenport. He's the BBC's Northern Ireland political editor. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And it seemed like there were a couple of key words there. We believe include all the arms. How would this commission know that they have everything they were looking for?
The general admitted that probably nobody, not even the paramilitaries, necessarily know about every revolver and pistol that's out there. But what they did is that they went through the estimates that both the British and Irish governments hold of the IRA's arsenal. They got a fairly agreed estimate between the two governments, and then they checked that against the amount of weaponry that they destroyed over the course of the last week, and which they've destroyed in three previous acts in recent years. And they believe that that tallies and that they have effectively put all the IRA's guns out of commission.
What were the mechanics here of how this disarmament process worked? How were things turned in, and what was the procedure?
Well, there's a lot of confidentiality and guesswork about all of this. We don't, for instance, know the exact procedure of destruction. There's been a lot of speculation that these weapons have been buried, that concrete's been poured on top of them, but the general and his colleagues have never actually specified that because the IRA wanted to keep that kind of method secret. What we did learn today is that during the course of August, IRA members basically scouted around the country to get together all their weaponry, or all that they were prepared to destroy at any rate, bring it together into one or two locations, as yet unspecified, that the general was taken to in a van with blacked out windows, and there he and his colleagues handled all the weapons and watched them being destroyed. And not only did he have two colleagues there in the International Commission that was set up to do this job, but he also had two clergymen, a Protestant and a Catholic clergyman, to act as independent witnesses. And they say what they saw was a huge amount of weaponry being put away in what they believe was a momentous action by the IRA.
There are certainly some who are not convinced by all of this, chief among them Ian Paisley, who's the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party. He said, "You can't build the bridge of trust with the scaffolding of lies and underhand deals." What did he and the unionists want as proof that they don't feel they got?
They wanted actual photographs of the destruction. They wanted to pick at least one of these two clergymen who would act as a witness, and they didn't actually get their choice of witness picked this time by the IRA because there wasn't a deal about all of this. They also wanted a precise inventory, a list of everything that had been destroyed, and we didn't get that, although we got quite a specific sense of the kind of weapons that had been destroyed by the general. He talked about machine guns, he talked about explosives, he talked about flamethrowers and surface-to-air missiles. He didn't actually give a list of how many. So because of all of that, the DUP gave this a pretty sceptical reaction, and they're still saying that they'll need more proof that the IRA has abandoned all its criminal behaviour before they'll think about talking to its political wing Sinn Féin.
Under the terms of the Good Friday Accord from 1998, the IRA, I believe, was supposed to have been disarmed by May of 2000, so they're a bit behind schedule.
That's true, and I mean, this has really dogged the process now for many years, and it actually led to the power-sharing government here in Northern Ireland being pulled down, and it still hasn't been put up again yet. That said, whilst the IRA have been slow, their opponents, the pro-British loyalist paramilitaries, the UVF and the UDA, have been even slower because they haven't actually decommissioned anything yet. There's only been disarmament by one small loyalist splinter group, so they still have a way to go on that side of the fence.
Mark Devenport, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Mark Devenport is the BBC's Northern Ireland political editor. He was speaking with us from the BBC's newsroom in Belfast.